Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. And the chief priests and scribes were seeking how they might put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. And Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, one of the 12. And he went away and discussed with the chief priests and the officers how he might deliver Jesus to them. And they were delighted and agreed to give him money. And he consented and began seeking a good opportunity to betray him. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. And Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat." Jesus spoke these and many other words, and after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." But Peter answered and said to him, "Even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you that this very night, before a cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." The other disciples said the same thing. Then they came to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." When Jesus had finished praying, he came to his sleeping disciples and said, "The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. The one who betrays me is at hand." Thank you. And they seized Jesus and bound him, and led him away to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest. And Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he sat with the officers, warming himself at the fire.
I remember when I first met Jesus, standing on the seashore, there I met him. And he said, "Hey, Peter, you'll never fish again. Come and travel with me, and we will fish for men." It seemed like yesterday.
One of the servant girls of the high priest, seeing Peter warming himself, looked at him and said, "You, too, were with Jesus the Nazarene." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you're talking about."
Once out in a boat upon an angry sea, I saw him walk on water and he passed by me. I said, "May I come after?" He said, "Come unto me." But soon I started sinking, and Jesus rescued me. It seems like yesterday, like yesterday.
And when he had gone out to the porch, another servant girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it, "I do not know the man."
Then there was the time 5,000 folks were fed with just two little fishes and five loaves of bread. He took that lunch and blessed it. We passed it all around, and when they'd finished eating, 12 baskets full were found. It seems like yesterday, like yesterday.
And after a little while, the bystanders were again saying to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you too are a Galilean." But he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this fellow you're talking about."
Looking back on all the time together, there was a bond between no one could sever. I saw him heal the sick ones. He raised men from the dead, and lives he changed forever by just the words he said. It seems like yesterday, like yesterday.
And while he was still speaking, a cock crowed, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, "Before a cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And Peter went outside and wept bitterly.
"Now look what I've done. Three times they ask of me. I said I wasn't with him from Galilee. Now I feel the pain. life seems all in vain, and I'm longing for yesterday. My life seems all in vain, and I'm longing for yesterday. Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council immediately held a consultation, and binding Jesus, they led him away and delivered him up to Pilate, the governor. And Pilate questioned him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And answering, he said to him, "It is as you say." And the chief priests began to accuse him harshly. And Pilate questioned him again, saying, "Do you make no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was astonished. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the multitude any one person whom they wanted. And they were holding at that time a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he was aware that the chief priests stirred up the multitude to ask him to release Barabbas for them instead. And answering again, Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do to him whom you call the King of the Jews?" And they shouted back,
"Crucify him!"
But Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more,
"Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Every year as it went.
After they crucified him, they put up above his head the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And those who passed by wagged their heads at him and hurled abuse.
"So you're a king, you say? Then why are you hanging there? So you're a king, you say? Hey, look at that crown you wear. If you are who you say, you are who you claim to be, and save yourself." "The King of Jews, you say? Then look at your nail-pierced hands. You're a son of God. Your blood stains the desert sand. If you are who you say,